This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. They came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. They were formerly known as Bigham Canyon Corp., ticker symbol BGHM, but they changed their company to PCT LTD. They're still trading under the old ticker symbol BGHM, but soon to be trading under the ticker symbol PCTL. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Gary Greico. Gary, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you so much, and I appreciate having the opportunity to be on.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement. I was reading a lot about your company the last couple of days, and, you know, I'm really impressed with this patented product you guys got, where it's going to change, the paradigm for hospital infection control.
Well, we believe you're accurate. Typically, the hospitals either purchase chemicals, primarily bleach, peroxide, there's some other ones they use. And they're used throughout the hospital. Our system manufactures on-site, on-demand, so that they manufacture it as they use it. When they actually fill a container from the unit, it registers an ID to that container, who made it, when they made it, and what they did with it. It tracks it all through the hospital to a point where if it's to do something simple like cleaning the restrooms and the public areas, it's an excellent method for the hospital to make sure the work is being properly done. Somebody walked in there and spent 35 seconds, they know darn well they didn't do an adequate job. So the primary reason for the tracking system is giving the hospital the ability to track the fluids, who used them, when they used them, how long they used them for. And this all goes into a cloud-based technology, which is the patent, and they can pull down data on a person, a shift, any particular way that they would like to retrieve that data for their purposes. The other thing it does with the emergence with so many of the superbugs, the hospitals now are getting fined isn't the word, but their money is being withheld from like Medicare if they don't meet higher standards. This is another way the hospital can demonstrate what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when they're doing it, and for how long they're doing it.
Well, let me ask you this. What comprises right now the hospital's disinfection system? I want to talk about your new patent, the analyzer.
Right.
So give me a little bit, if you would.
Okay. A system comprises the analyzer, which is an on-site generation. It makes two products. Analyte, which is a disinfectant, sanitizer, and second one it makes is Catholite, which is a degreaser. It's a surfactant, really. So those two ingredients are extremely important in our protocols for maintaining the cleaning and safety of the hospitals. In addition to that, it comprises an electrostatic cart that when the hospitals, somebody checks out of the hospital, they must terminally clean that room. To do it by hand takes 45 minutes or so. By using our system, they can cut that time by 70% and have a better job. In addition to the electrostatic sprayer, which gives the particles an electronic charge which gets underneath things as well as just on the surfaces, there's a handheld electronic one to do the bathrooms, because the portal going into that bathroom may not be large enough to adequately have the small particles do a good job. Those are the things. And then the other thing that's critical is our protocols. If hospitals use our protocols and whatever they're doing, they do a much better job.
Well, how big is this market space, and how are you guys going to make sales?
Well, the market space is in the billions, obviously. We're targeting hospitals first, then assisted living facilities, large ones, some schools. By that I mean universities, which we can get into when I finish this point. The total market, I can't give you the exact how many billions of dollars is, but it's huge. By using our technology, we beta tested, where it's established in two hospitals, one in Smithfield, North Carolina. It's been installed for 6 months, two systems. And we are in another hospital in Brooklyn, New York, which is part of the SUNY system, which is the State University System of New York. That one has just completed its test area and converting to a 3-year contract. And we've also got a system in Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut, and they've opted to eliminate all other fluids except ours for the university. They've got 2 million square feet they'll be treating.
How is your PCT patented RFID technology used in this process?
Well, it's used. The big obstacle we had to overcome is there's other tracking technologies out there, but our patent has to do with the cloud. And when you have other technology where you're gathering data, that must be downloaded into the hospital system, which means we have to get at it, or whoever the company is has to get at it, which raises eyebrows with the HIPAA rules and laws and all the kind of privacy thing that are out there. The ability to go to the cloud, only the hospital can retrieve that information. So if for some reason somebody hacked into our system, they couldn't do anything with it. That is the major thing that's embracing the hospitals to it.
My guest today is Gary Greico. He is the CEO of PCT LTD, formerly known as Bingham Canyon Corporations. Currently still trading under the old ticker symbol BGHM, but will be trading under the new ticker symbol PCTL. Let me ask you this while I got you on the phone here, Gary. You emphasize protocols. How important are they?
They're extremely important. And here, typically, you take any product that you use, your wife uses, very few people read the labels. And to meet the protocol of many of those products requires a lot more than people think. Our protocol starts with this. You take the catholyte, which is a surfactant. You go by hand, you spray it on the high touch areas, bed rails, toilets, phones, doorknobs, light switches. Because what that does is removes the oils that would be transmitted from people touching. You
right.
Get oils on your skin. And consequently, if you don't remove those oils, when you use the disinfectant, it doesn't do a great job. Our tests with hospitals, the average in hospitals is about a mid-60s efficacy. With using our protocols and our technology, we're up in the high 90s.
Wow.
Which is about a 50% increase in efficacy.
Well, Gary, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. We're kind of running out of time. But in closing, is there anything we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, one, I know we touched on the three main points: the importance of the protocols, the equipment that makes the fluids on site, on demand, and that obviously cuts down tremendously on the hospital having to store fluids, et cetera, and how important the RFID technology is going to be into the reporting system for the hospitals in the future.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll be a regular guest. You'll come back on in 50 days and give us all an update of what's going on with your company.
I would look forward to it. Thank you so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.